Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Dak Prescott, you know, like I said, training camps are here. Guys are talking now. There's a Jerry Jones sighting. There's a Dak Prescott sighting. And we got Dak sound. Of course, he didn't come to an agreement with the team over a long-term contract, so he's playing on the franchise tag. Here's what Dak had to say about it.
I'm excited as hell to be a Dallas Cowboy. I've been a fan of this organization and been a fan of this program for years. I love every bit of the opportunity and the platform that I get to be the quarterback here. No frustration as far as that. Once again, I believe something will get done. And with my hopes, I believe I'll be a Dallas Cowboy for the rest of my career. So,
yes! Yes! There is no issue, Rob Parker. Dak Prescott, I'm constantly telling you about the intangibles. That I like intangibles in my quarterback. Joe Montana, Tom Brady, I like intangibles. Dak's got the intangibles. Could have thrown in Russell Wilson as well. He's low maintenance. Now, it's just a difference in personality. Some guys are high maintenance. I'm a low maintenance guy. If I had a situation like that, it wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't make me think, oh, they don't want me. I can't play here anymore. I'm salty. I'm not going to produce. I'll show them by being, you know, standoffish and aloof at the practice facility. No, I go in and do my job because I'm low maintenance. And Dak Prescott is low maintenance, too. And so I'm not saying he's elite. You always say that. I'm saying he's en route. He's on track. He's going toward being elite. I'm not saying he's going to be Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, but whatever he is, the Dallas Cowboys will get the best of Dak Prescott. He will not let the contract situation stop him from putting his best foot forward. And that's what I like about the brother. So all that, oh, they don't want him. He's out of there. This is a sign. He's not going to play well. No. Dak Prescott will go out there and play 110%, play well, and the contract will not be an issue. He'll get paid down the road.
I love Dak putting on a happy face, but he can't be happy if he's realistic. Chris Broussard, I'm going to give you, since you're doing your happy schmappy, all of your intangible stuff, things you can't see. You talk about facts all the time instead of feelings. Here are the facts. Here's history. And if history repeats itself, Dak won't get a long-term contract from the Cowboys. You know why? He's only the third quarterback in the history of the NFL to play under a franchise tag, all right, after they couldn't come to an agreement. And guess what? Those other two quarterbacks did not get a long-term deal from their teams. I'm talking about Drew Brees and Kirk Cousins. Neither of them got a deal. That's the history of it. Everybody on the Cowboys who was in line to get paid got paid. Instead, even Ezekiel Elliott, who held out, who wouldn't even come to camp and put the Cowboys in limbo, got paid. All the quarterbacks drafted in the same year as Dak Prescott, they all got paid. Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, they all got their money. And the only guy who didn't get paid was Dak Prescott. So you can sit here and put a happy face on it, act like it doesn't matter. History tells you this is a bad sign. If this is your quarterback and you believe in him, there's no reason to upset the apple cart, even if he puts on a happy face. All the guys in that locker room know that Jerry, who has a history of bending and giving in, that's what everybody said. Oh, you know, Jerry will bend at the end and he'll sign Dak. Chris thought all the whole way he'll get a deal because it doesn't make any sense. It's only going to cost you more down the road. And instead, Jerry didn't bend. Jerry didn't cave like he always does. Jerry held strong. It didn't happen. And this guy's the only guy who didn't get a deal. And I'm telling you, history, remember what I'm telling you. Don't listen to Chris and all that intangible nonsense. I'm telling you, the history of quarterbacks who play on the franchise tag, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, both went elsewhere to get paid. Just remember.
Nice selective memory. Nice to state the things that fit your argument without stating the whole story. First of all, let's start here. You gave two examples. That's not enough for a sample, Rob. That wouldn't fly anywhere.
There are only three quarterbacks on the franchise tag.
Two examples?
That's it.
That's not
There's
enough.
Only three.
I need a larger sample size, number one. Number two, neither of those was the Cowboys. So I don't care what another squad did. I don't care what the Washington football team did, what San Diego did. That's irrelevant to what the Cowboys might do. Number three, Drew Brees was injured. Did you forget that? Oh, you conveniently left that part out. Conveniently, because it didn't fit your little narrative. And Kirk Cousins, they never believed in him. The GM didn't even know his name. He thought it was Kurt with a T. He didn't even know the guy. They know Dak Prescott.
That was
Believe
just an accent
me.
From Milwaukee. That's all that was. He knew his name.
No, he didn't know his name. He called him Kurt. You know that. I mean, look, Rob, here, you know this. They offered him. Why in the world would you offer him 5 years if you didn't believe in him? They believed Dak
was
like
knew
Dak
he wasn't
going to
take it.
Oh, stop it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Dame Dalla has been balling out, Rob. 51 points a few days ago against, who was that? Philadelphia?
after missing the two free throws and getting mocked by Paul George and Patrick Beverley against the Clippers.
Right.
And then last night goes berserk for 61, matching Wilt Chamberlain as the only players in NBA history with three games in the same season of 60 or more points. Think about that. Michael Jordan never did it. Kevin Durant hasn't done it. James Harden hasn't done it. Kareem never did it. Shaq, Kobe. Like, it's amazing. And this dude, a 6'2 point guard, did it. Now, I want to say this first, because I was on Undisputed today with Skip and Shannon. And I called it a regular season masterpiece. Shannon called it a virtuoso performance. And Skip, of course, ripped it. Skip gave you love count for on 40. Skip. Right. He said for 46 minutes and 30 seconds, he was great. And then the last minute and a half, remember, that's when he hit that three-pointer that bounced off the rim and back down. For last minute and a half, he said he was lucky and not good. What was your take? Or are you more Skip or more with me and Shannon?
It's hard to nitpick on a performance like that. So I'm with the majority, not with the minority in this one. he's played well. I just look at, I don't look at him. We know he's a great player. And right. I use that term, not like the all-time greatest player ever.
Right, right.
But he's
a
great player. He's a great player.
He's on, if he continues this, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. If he continues this, you know what I mean?
He's a great player. Yeah. But I'm always looking sideways at Portland, looking at, because there are all those other moments too where you just wonder. Remember last year, when they got swept out of the Western Conference Finals, it was like they didn't even belong there.
Yeah.
There's just
and
been
Durant
other moments.
Wasn't playing.
Am I right? There are other moments that sometimes you just go, what? Even the day missed, anybody can miss free throws, but that was just like, he's too good, Chris, to miss those in that situation. You agree with that? Like, he's just too good.
Yeah, and I said this today because Skip, of course, brought up the same things you did about, and Skip went harder at him that he's not clutch and this and that. And I said, look, Skip, I can take every great player ever except Michael Jordan, and this is why I think one of the reasons I think he's the GOAT, and I can find a moment or a game or even parts of a series or a series where they just didn't have it. They didn't bring it. With Magic when in 83 when he or 84 when he was Tragic Johnson, right? When that's
right.
What they were calling him. Larry Bird's
that's a
first
great headline,
finals.
Right? Tragic
Johnson. Oh, that's awesome.
Come on,
yeah,
one
that
of the all-time
awesome.
Great newspaper headlines.
No doubt. Larry Bird's first finals had 2 8-point games. Can you imagine if a superstar did that today, how he'd be getting crushed? LeBron, obviously, Dallas in the 2011 finals. Kareem got swept by Bill Walton in the playoffs the year before Magic got there. Like, there, we can, that's why, Jordan, he lost, but I can't point to the moment where you were just like, man, he didn't show up.
Right.
He melted down. He didn't, know what I mean? Like,
right, even have a meltdown with LeBron and Dallas.
Yes.
There's a meltdown.
Magic's
there.
Was a meltdown. LeBron's was a meltdown. Yeah.
That's a meltdown. And you could be the biggest LeBron fan. There's no way you could justify what happened.
Right.
Right.
I don't think
meltdown.
LeBron even tries to justify it.
You can't do
I
it.
I think he's like, look, it happened. I had to learn from it. I move on. He knows it was a bad look. I mean, there's just nothing you can, no way you can defend that. But my point is, what I think with Dame is this, Rob, because you kind of hit it on the head when you said, look, we all know he's a great player. Okay. But I think, Rob, he's reached the point. Like, I had him second team All-NBA on my official ballot this year. So my first team guards were LeBron and James Harden. My second team guards were Luka and Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. You're not putting him ahead of Harden or LeBron. You know, so that's where he was. That's great. But I think now, Rob, I think in the past – he has been a guy that we all knew was really good. He's a perennial all-star for the most part. But, nobody's holding against him that he doesn't win. You know what I mean? You're not expecting him to win a championship, even be much of a factor. Last year was even strange, you know, with Golden State, you know, Durant being hurt and Houston goes out, you know, in the second round. The side of the bracket for Portland to get to the conference finals was strange. You know what I mean? So nobody looked at it like, oh, they're close. They're close. But now with these performances, Rob, I think he's going now to the level where now we're going to really scrutinize him. Like now the only things he can do to kind of get that other level of praise is get an MVP award and a championship. That's it. Like, we're done. We know he's great. Like, look at James Harden. We know Harden is great. He's tremendous. But, you know, nobody's giving him extra praise until he shows he can win.
Right.
And I think that's where Dame's at, right?
Yes, he's at that level, too. I keep saying, like, the Portland Trail Blazers led by Dame is like an old box of Cracker Jacks, Chris. Will you eat it, you enjoy the show and enjoy everything, and then at the end, there's no prize at the bottom. You know, like
they're right. Right. That's a good way to put it.
And yep. You just go like, what? Where's my prize? And I think people have been waiting for it. Last year they had a shot. Like you said, they had a shot. And not only did they not win, they didn't show up for that. You know,
like, yeah, it was almost. I mean, granted, Golden State had Draymond,
but still,
it was largely Steph and Klay against Dame and CJ.
And if you remember too, at Chris, your memory's probably better on the game than me. I don't think he had a great game 7 against Denver to get his team in either. Like if I remember,
I don't remember the exact
Rob G,
numbers
can you look
of that,
those
but
numbers
I think
at the
that's
end?
True. I think that's
fair. I don't remember. I remember, you know, he might have had a bucket or so, but he didn't have like the game 7 that you would have wanted from your star player.
I think that's fair.
That's what
and
I remember.
And that's what he's going. And I said this on the air too on TV. Now get ready for it, because it's a compliment that you've jumped the level, right? But now the bar set higher. So if he gets to the playoffs this year and they play the Lakers and they get swept and he doesn't do much, it's going to be extra scrutiny on him. It's going to be an extra level of criticism because of what he's done in the bubble. And so that's where you have to get. But it's interesting, you know, we're kind of on the same page as now he's just got to start winning. And Earl Watson, former player and former coach, he tweeted out right before the game yesterday when Lillard hit 61. He tweeted out that Lillard had the opportunity to join a super team. He didn't say which players and what team, but he said he had the opportunity to join a super team and kind of turned it down. Lillard was asked about it, Rob, after the game. Here's what he said. I wouldn't even say it was somebody offering me to go to another team. It was just something that was constantly being mentioned to me, like, you should do this, you should go here. And I just said, that's not what I wish to do. Where I was drafted, I lived there comfortably. My family is comfortable. It's a great organization. The grass ain't always greener. For me, I feel like we can build something and get it done in Portland. And I really believe that. I don't just say it to say it. And now, here's what I'll say,
I
want to
say this real quick.
Okay, go
quick.
Ahead.
I was right. And Chris, it was worse than we thought. Damian Lillard, 3-for-17 in that game 7. It was CJ McCollum who carried the team with 37 points. So he was
How many did Lillard score?
I don't know what the number was, but 3-for-17.
13, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He didn't show up in the big game 7. And we've seen moments like that as well.
Yep.
That's not the pick on him. That's just facts.
It's just facts, right. But we talked about now it's to the point where he's got to win to get to that extra level. I mean, the MVP, certainly, that'd be huge for him. But really, to get to that next level, he'd need to win a championship. And I got to be honest, Rob. Look, I respect anybody. I used to respect this about Allen Iverson when he was like, look, of course I want to win a championship, but I want to do it here in Philly. And I'm going to work my butt off trying to get us that championship. But if I don't get it, I'm good with it. You know, like, I want to get it here, and if I don't get it, I'm fine. I'd rather do that than go somewhere else and join a team. Westbrook was the same way. And I get that Dame is that way, and I don't think you can help but respect that.
I'm not mad at people like that.
Right, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't think Dame is going to lead Portland to a championship. I mean, unless they bring in a couple other players and basically create a super team there. But so as much as I respect his decision, I got to be honest, Rob, for his career, like for his legacy, let's put it that way, it would be better if he joined a super team. Because everybody ripped. You ripped Kevin Durant. Everybody else ripped him. I didn't rip him, but most people did. But once he won, even though he did it with a 73-win team and a team that had won a championship, all he got was praise. And now he's viewed as a two-time champion.
Nah, LeBron, everybody ripped him. There's still some people long-term, when you look at Kevin Durant and you put him up against other people, Chris, that will factor in. We've even heard some.
Well, it factors in when you talk about, is he a top 10-ish and, you know, yes, all that.
Oh, no,
like, heard
Walt
Frazier. But for the most part, Rob, you know, for the most part.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like I was glad you brought up Clyde, because some of the greats in the game don't have as much respect. And I'm not saying that he's not a great player, and he won both MVPs, so it wasn't like he was just on their bandwagon. He was driving the bandwagon, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I still do think that hurts him a little bit.
Well, it's true. I mean, we've said it, we don't put asterisks by championships. However, we acknowledge every championship isn't created equal.
And we talk about nitpicking. When we talk about the greatest of all time, we're going to nitpick.
His championships, to me, they aren't as good as the one LeBron won in Cleveland. They just aren't. Now, if he gets one with Brooklyn, that'll top the two he got in Golden State.
100%.
You know?
Again, it will be winning what a franchise that hadn't won in the NBA, right?
But my point is this, and the same thing happened with LeBron. Everybody ripped him, of course, when he goes to Miami, but he wins, you know, when he wins, everybody praises him. And now he's a champion and so on and so forth. So if Lillard went, if he did join a super team, and won a championship, he might be the best player on the team, or, you know, certainly he's going to be 1B or second best or whatever. But if he won, his legacy would go up a notch. You know, that's just how it is. So as admirable as it is to stay put, and I want to build it around me here, this is my team, we can do it. If you won a championship elsewhere with a super team, remember Kevin Garnett. He didn't want to leave Minnesota. And then he knew they had Paul Pierce and Ray Allen, he still didn't want to be a part of it. And then finally he gives in, and it was the greatest decision of his career. And so where are you at on that? I mean, again, I won't rip Dame, because I think it's admirable to stay there and try to do it yourself. You don't get it, I love that.
I think his legend would be bigger, obviously, if he wins and brings the championship to Portland. And he stayed there, and maybe another player joined him there, Chris, rather than being the third wheel on a two-headed monster.
And I don't think he'd be a third wheel.
I'm just saying, well, I mean,
because he's going to have the ball, number one. But I agree. If he stays in Portland and they trade for somebody, or, you know, he gets some star in there to join him, and they win, no doubt it's bigger. But I'm just saying, if he went, let's say, you know, because here's the other thing. Right now, we said it, he's gone to the next level, where now he's going to be scrutinized. And now, whenever he does something great individually, it's going to be the, yeah, but.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I am a bit concerned about the Milwaukee Bucks. Not just because they're 3-4 in the bubble, but because, and I know it was eons ago, right? But they ended the season on a 3-game losing streak. I know Giannis was out for a little bit of that. But they've won 4 of their last 12 games. They seem to have lost their mojo, their swag, whatever you want to call it. And Rob, I wonder, and really, most notably, I mean, you saw Giannis the other night, last night. He headbutts Mo Wagner. Why? He's suspended. He's lucky. They just gave him a 1-game suspension. He was ejected from the game last night. They gave him 1 game.
In the bubble, that's a 1-game suspension.
Right. I'm glad because, you know, you don't want him out for the playoffs. But in the regular season, normal circumstances, don't you think he gets more than one game?
Probably.
That's kind of like a punch. I mean, a headbutt can do damage. Headbutt is serious.
Yeah, but it's not like balling up your fist and swinging on a guy. I'm just saying.
It's close, though. I mean, but I'm glad he got one game. And Giannis is a great guy, you know, from everything I can tell. So I think he lost it. But that's instructive. He lost it. He even said he lost it. And there was an earlier game where he had to be restrained from teammates. And he has said that, you know, it's just kind of the buildup of, you know, guys doing little things here and there. He says, you know, guys are just taking little cheap shots at him and he's tired of it. But I wonder, Rob, and I haven't made my pick yet. Eddie Howe seems like he's going with the Raptors in the East. I'll make my pick before the playoffs. I may go with the Raptors, though. But I'm wondering, Rob, see, it's easy when nobody expects much from you. It's easy when you're the young upstart, you know, when everything is gravy. You win a playoff season, a series, wow. Look at them. But when you become the hunted, when you become the favorite, it's a whole new ball game. I'm not so much worried about Giannis, but I'm wondering about the other cats because they're just role players. Chris Middleton is really good. He's more than a role player. He's an all-star, but he's not a great player. He's a really good player. But, you know, Dante DiVincenzo, Eric Bledsoe, Kyle Korver, Brooke Lopez, these are solid role players. And the heat is on. The spotlight is on. They're in the limelight, whatever other cliches you want to throw in on it. And I wonder if it gets to them a little bit. And the thing is, Rob, I never would have thought early in LeBron's career. I mean, he was destroying the league. And we saw him against Detroit, Rob. We were both at that game.
Yes, we covered that game. Yes,
yes
we did.
I mean, monstrous. I never would have come out of that saying, oh, he not ready to lead a team to a championship. You know what I mean? I never would have thought I'd see him struggle on the big stage at any point. Tracy McGrady, you probably covered the series when they melted down against Detroit and he was in Orlando. The year before
I do remember that only from the standpoint, Chris, that was when the NBA changed the first round from best of five to best of seven.
Seven, right.
So they win the game and he thinks he thinks they're out. And he's like,
they were up 3-1.
Right. He goes, oh, it's great to get out of the first round. Like, he's talking to the media. Like,
right.
It's great to get out of the first round, finally, whatever. And they said, what are you talking about? He said, we're moving on. No. It's best of seven.
Right.
And then they wind up losing the series,
and
Chris.
And then he said, didn't he say something like, well, okay, we got one more game.
Right.
You know, like okay, he'll just take another game or something like that.
Right. And they lost. They never won another game.
They lost the series. Then they started the next season, I believe, 0-19, and Doc Rivers got fired.
Yep. It was unbelievable.
But the point I was going to make with McGrady, Rob, is similar to LeBron. The year before, they had played Milwaukee in the playoffs, and that's when Milwaukee had Ray Allen. I believe Gary Payton was there. Like, they were stacked. They had Tim Thomas was having a good year, and McGrady just abused them, and he lost. They lost the series. We know he never won a playoff series, but he went berserk. I mean, he averaged 34 points in that series against Orlando or against Milwaukee. And I was thinking, oh, this dude is the truth. Like, I see they lost, but he's bad. And then, you know, like you said, against Detroit, they melted down and they lost a 3-1 lead. And Tracy ended up never winning a playoff series. Doesn't mean he wasn't a great player. He's obviously in the Hall of Fame, but he never got over.
But that's incredible when you think
he
about
was great
that.
Individually. But yeah, I mean, he never won a series. And injuries, of course, cut his prime a bit short.
Right.
But my point is this. You never know if a guy's got the chops to win a championship until he wins it. Would you agree with that? They can look great, but until they win it,
until you actually push through and do it.
Yeah.
It is one of those things. It's not, you just can't look at people and think.
It's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, he'll win a championship for sure. It's just not. We talk about it all the time. You could get there one time and not win and then never get back. It's just,
right.
It's a hard thing to be able to finally break through. And that's why when people win multiple, it's hard not to think of them as great because it's so hard to win one. We talk about it all the time that it's even harder to win multiple.
No, I think about it, and obviously, you know, I just played small college basketball. And any whatever level you play at in college, you're not playing series. But I was in tough individual games, you know, where it was like, gosh, it's a war. And can you imagine like seeing the same team seven straight games where you know everybody knows each other's plays, games are close, the talent is close. Like that's I understand why it's so hard. Because that is a mental and a physical battle to win a series against a team. And obviously you have to win four to win the championship. So I get it. And like you said, you got to give people props when they win a championship, especially when they're the guy that led their team to it. But my point, Robin, I'm not saying Giannis doesn't have it. Again, we don't know. But just because a guy's great doesn't mean, like you said, he's just going to lead his team to a championship. Are you seeing anything in the Bucks that's giving you a little pause?
Not at all. I just think, I don't know, they were en route to one of the greatest seasons ever put together. You get derailed. You don't play for 3 or 4 months. And then you got to kind of come into this unusual situation with nothing to play for the most part, right? And I think sometimes you can lose focus and it doesn't mean, to me, the equalizer, Chris, and I bring it up all the time because I think it does matter. Could you beat the Bucks one game? Sure you can. It's the 4 out of 7, and if Giannis is playing and they're playing how they're capable, I've seen them beat everybody. I think that they still can get there. Now, I'm not going to change my pick. I'm not going to let a couple of bumps in the road in the bubble before they get to the playoffs change my mind because I think it's a long journey and you can't get caught up on just seeing a game or two or three and say, oh, that's it, they can't win. I don't believe in that.
Well, yeah, if I go with the Raptors, it's not just because Milwaukee's struggling. It's because the Raptors look really good and the Raptors are healthy. And how hard they play and how well coached they are. Both teams are really well coached. The Bucks with Mike Budenholzer, but it is going to be interesting. And the thing with Giannis, and everybody knows how great I think he is. I voted for him the last 2 years to be MVP. But late in games, you know, he doesn't. It's somewhat like LeBron. He doesn't have that pull up mid range shot. He's either going to go all the way to the bucket or, I mean, he doesn't shoot threes very well, but he really has to go all the way to the bucket at the end of a game. And when teams, this is what Toronto did last year. They backed in and kept him from, you know, they just basically zoned up the middle and he couldn't get to the bucket at the end of in the games and he struggled. And he didn't have, you know, he doesn't have a great jump shot. It's okay. And that is a challenge because a lot of times they'll have to go to somebody else at the end of a game, whether it's Middleton or Brooke Lopez or just any random shooter at the three-point line. And so that's a challenge. That's one thing I like about the Clippers is that when you can get that, like Kawhi can always get his mid-range shot. LeBron D'd him up well a few weeks ago. We got to give LeBron credit on that. But for the most part, Kawhi can always get to his spots in the mid-range, and that's a big plus, especially when you're talking about clutch time. And same with Lou Williams, same with Paul George can at least get the shot off.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.